Hi, this is Betsy Foldis-Meiman, the producer of Connectipod. This is a short, special edition of Connectipod. Part of the mission of Connectipod is to give kids a forum to sort out all of the events that are happening around us, to figure out how they feel about that and the story they want to tell and why their point of view is important. This particular team, the fabulous Benitez sisters of Angelica Benitez, Victoria Benitez, and Daniela Catalan, live in a community where the loss of DACA is really devastating. Though not affected personally, they know many who are. Angelica, Daniela, and Vicky didn't want to just be upset. They wanted to help make change. They wanted to give Congress reasons why they should save DACA. Because what we try to do here is we try to turn needing into leading. And that's what this team does. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Angelica Benitez, and I will be talking to you about DACA, specifically what it is and what it takes to be a participant of this program. In 2012, June 15th, former President Barack Obama placed into action DACA. DACA is a program that will protect 800,000 immigrants from deportation. Though DACA does not grant a residency or a citizenship in the country, it will provide an opportunity for them to have a licensed credit card and bank account. To participate in the DACA program requires many things. You must attend school, have a high school diploma, have a clean criminal record, or be a military veteran. You must be older than 16 in 2007 and younger than 31 since June 15th of 2012. Statistics say that with this program, 5% of the participants started their own business and 16% of them bought their own house. To take a decision like this was very hard. Many people before the program felt very afraid of releasing their information to receive an opportunity of freedom. It was very hard because they were afraid of what would happen when the program would end. What would happen? It would mean that all their information was given away and they could be targeted easily and deported back to their country. These are hardworking, ambitious people. Why do we want to eliminate them from our country and our economy? This has been Angelica Benitez. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Daniela Catalan bringing you the economical downside about taking away DACA. Now, if our Congress chooses to take away DACA, it will take away from our country. Think about it. If 800,000 people are removed, then we would lose $500 billion, or in much more simpler terms, $500 billion. 5% of the 800,000 people started their own business, but who would run them now? How many jobs would be lost? Keep this in mind. A happy community achieves much more than a gloomy one. Keep DACA going for the good of our country.
Hello, it's Vicky Benitez again, and today I'll be taking the subject of how would taking DACA away affect immigrants and their countries. First of all, there are about 8,000 immigrants protected by DACA here in the United States. Second, if DACA were taken away, all those people would go back to their countries. Their countries wouldn't be able to take them all in. For example, Mexico. It's in a pretty bad situation right now. And if they all went back to Mexico, Mexico might collapse. Third, how would the people be affected? Well, when you come to think of it, all the families will be affected. Kids might lose close relatives. Lots of jobs might be empty. So there won't be enough people, and we won't be making enough money. And eventually, we might collapse as well. That is what I think might happen to us if DACA is taken away. This has been Vicky Benitez. Talk to you next time.
Well, that's it for us today in our special gorilla podcast. We'll be back with the kids being hosts. And don't forget, you can listen to us on iTunes, Podbean. You can also visit us at connectipod.net and visit us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, GoFundMe. And this daughter of immigrants says thanks for listening. And thanks for supporting Connectipod, and love one another. Bye.